The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Yeah, you know, I never really thought it was going to go any other way based on the relationship that Jeff and I have had and Jim and I have had since day one. I mean, Jeff and I have been lockstep since the day that he hired me. So, you know, for me, there's always you have to compartmentalize a little bit. There's the baseball side, there's the business side, and when you know, I was surprised the first go around after we won in 2015, I got a new contract, and then as things were approaching, I mean, everybody knows, everyone has an opinion on what's going to happen or what could happen. To me, it was just a matter of time and getting to the point where, you know, the organization was going to come to me, and I had Brody Van Wagenen at CAA. My guy, he was great for me to handle all that business on the side, and we came to today. But I was never not going to be the manager of the Houston Astros, you know, for the foreseeable future, unless these two men decided they were going to do something different. I want to be nowhere else.
So AJ has a new deal. Well, not this AJ, no. That AJ. Yeah, but he's very famous. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, well, don't call because we're on location. But if you want to text, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on Facebook. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. And you can't watch us on live stream because
we're
at the Hyatt.
You could come... get a seat on the couch in front of us and watch us for real live.
I think that's the best move. Come out here to the Hyatt in the Galleria, hang out with us, see us live rather than watching us on some goofball live stream. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
The same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just hanging around.
Got a fantasy draft tonight.
We do. We got a busy show today, too.
Off early today. We've got a shortened show. Jong decided to take away the last half hour of our show and give it to Nicholls State.
Not really sure why. I thought it was Northwestern State.
Oh, I don't know. It's all the same.
Whoever the Aggies are playing.
Yeah.
So who's doing the play-by-play now since it's not Dave South?
I don't know. I never got a call even.
I thought I would get the job. I really did. Because I can do a pretty good Dave South. Sports! You know, and they didn't ask me. So not sure what happened there.
I like it when he knows things aren't going right, like if Alabama breaks off a 70-yard run, they're going to score a touchdown, and then it's just silence.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I'd be like,
I'll miss him.
I'd be like, that sucks.
Yep.
Jeez. What kind of defense was that? That looks like UH defense to me.
You would never say that, or you'd get run right out of College
Station.
Yeah,
I would get run right out of College Station. That's why I didn't get offered
the job. You just have
to
say Northwestern State just happens to have a really incredible offense if they're going to score any points against this Aggie D.
Right, they have to have the best offense.
The best.
That tremendous, with big hands. It's a great offense. It's the best offense. It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Right.
That's what I would do. I would just do Trump for the whole thing. I guess that's why I didn't get the job.
Yeah.
So what else is happening, man? We got your Texans and Cowboys tonight. But hey, this is football season. We actually have.
There's real football tonight. Let's stop. There's actual
college
games that aren't like, you know, A&M versus the Sisters of the Poor or
Brothers of the Poor. Let's not be
whatever.
Let's not be sexist.
Whatever. There's actual football games that matter tonight. There is a Big Ten conference game on tonight. So, I mean, we're in the full swing of things now. It's football season, Fred, starting today.
So, guest-wise, Christopher Harris at 4:15.
Okay.
Talk fantasy.
Okay.
Brad Powers at 5 o'clock to talk gambling.
Okay.
5:30, Owen Daniels.
Oh.
Who will be, he's actually going to be out here from 5 to 6. So if you want to get your picture taken with Owen, if you're like a groupie who wants to meet Owen, male or female, I think I think he'll swing either way. He'll be here 5 to 6. So come on out to the Hyatt in the Galleria and love it out here. We were here last week.
Yep.
Usually we're here once a month, but this is like 2 weeks in a row.
It's special.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So come on out, hang out with us, and we could talk football. We can talk whatever you want. So that was A.J. Hinch at the top getting his new contract, which is it just me or do I not really – I mean, do you not really care about the contracts? Like Aaron Rodgers got the biggest deal ever. Great.
I don't care.
It just – it doesn't matter, right?
No.
It's like –
it's whoever's next.
Yeah. And
we say this all the time.
In A.J. Hinch's case, it's nice that he got a new deal. Good for him. But did you really think he was going anywhere?
No. I honestly hadn't given any thought. Did you?
No. No. It's not. At no point did it occur to me that, oh, A.J. Hinch might leave. Now, to be fair, it's a baseball manager. How much actual...
In all honesty, I'm...
I mean, how much does it really mean?
When I first heard this... And now I'm looking it up, and it appears I'm right. This was from March of 2016.
Okay.
He got an extension and more money, right?
Right.
And now, like, 2 years later, what was the extension for? Was it a two-year extension?
Not really sure. I guess it's a nice way of saying, hey, thanks for winning a World Series. We want to keep you here.
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, it's
pretty
obvious.
His contract ran through next season.
So they didn't want him to be a lame duck manager. I guess that makes sense.
But at any point, did you think they weren't going to re-sign him?
No.
Was that ever on the table?
No, I would have never thought it was even a possibility.
Me either.
How much is he going to make? What's his salary going to be next year?
Jong should know that.
Jong, you know?
It was not released.
Oh. I'm curious where he's going to rank. Apparently, I was reading something last week that MLB managers' salaries are on the decline.
Well, they should be. I mean, no offense. Managers don't do anything. I mean, they have very little impact on what's going on. I mean, a bad manager can screw things up, but even a good one doesn't make that big a difference. If you got a great team, you got a great team. If you have a bad team, you have a bad team. So, to me, those guys... You could plug anything into manager, and no offense, A.J. Hinch, but...
Right. You got pretty good players. You're going to do okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I...
Which...
It's not like being a football coach or a basketball coach where you can make an actual impact and change what the team is doing.
Right. Well, just to sort of give you an inside look at exactly what a great manager or an expensive manager can buy you these days... I'm going to go through the top five salaries. The top five salaries for managers, number one is the Angels' Mike Socia.
Isn't he about to get canned?
They are 18 games out of first in the AL West, yeah. 64 and 69. He makes $6 million per year.
Way too much.
Second on the list, Cubs' Joe Maddon.
Okay, he should probably get paid.
He's in first place. They won a World Series with him. I mean, that's probably a good call.
They brought him from another team to make him, yeah.
Okay. Bruce Bochy from the Giants, under 500, $6 million a year.
Wow.
Terry Francona, $4 million a year. That actually sounds like a pretty decent value. He's made that team a consistent contender. And... Buck Showalter of the Baltimore Orioles, who were the first team eliminated from the playoff contention, like mathematically eliminated, they are currently 52 games out of first place, and he's making $4 million this year.
Wow.
52 games out of first.
That's close.
No, that's not
no,
close.
No, I mean, they're, all it takes, AJ, if they could just win every game the rest of the way, they'll only be 20 games out.
They have more losses. So the Red Sox are on pace to potentially break the all-time record for wins in a season.
Are they going to Mariner it and lose in the first round?
Probably.
Yeah.
The Orioles have more losses than the Red Sox have wins. I mean, that's impressive.
I think he deserves a bonus for that.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, here are the lowest paid managers. I'm not going to go with these interim managers. I feel like that doesn't really because the Reds and the Cardinals have an interim manager, so they're making $700K apiece.
That doesn't count.
They're the lowest paid managers, but you know, eventually the contract gets worked out.
$700K for a manager is about fair. I don't care who you are.
Well, the three lowest paid full time managers: Alex Cora of the aforementioned Red Sox,
first year, got hired from your Astros,
$800K a year, and
$800K in Boston is like making $45,000 in Houston.
But well, I mean, he's a player. He's like he's probably got some dough saved up from his playing days.
Probably,
but I mean,
that's not a lot of money for Boston, though.
That guy's going. He's 92-42, and he's making $800K. Next up on the list, Scott Service of the Seattle Mariners has a team that no one thought had any chance of contending. They're in the mix, sort of 74-59.
Also, one of the worst catchers in Astros history.
I mean, you got to be known for something.
Yeah.
And Brian Snitker, who is the manager of the Atlanta Braves.
I always call him Snitty.
It's S-N-I-T, so you have to call him Snitty.
Yeah.
They are 74-58 and first place in the National League East, $800K. So sometimes you spend $4 million on a team that's 52 games out of first, and sometimes you spend $800K on a guy who's 52 games ahead of that guy.
Yeah, I've always said this: managers are almost useless on a baseball team. I mean, it's not like a football coach who can come in and actually make a difference. Or
if they keep players happy, I do. I mean, there's value to that.
There's something to that, but yeah, you know, I wouldn't pay a guy $5 million. There's just no point,
yeah.
Right? All right. Hey, guys, trying to save some money? We can help you. Lightstream, if you've got good credit and some credit card debt, guess what? You can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans. How about this? From 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Now, I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but it's not 5.89%. It's probably closer to the average, which is 18%. I'm not a math guy, but 18%, much higher than 5.89%. And you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. So if you want to jump on there now, guess what? And they believe people with good credit deserve a great interest rate, no fees. Say goodbye to those high-interest credit cards and start saving. And Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because
of me. Now dance, dance, man, I never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. They provide superior customer service. That is something that you'll hear me talk about with them all the time. They've got an entire team there to support you, the valued customer. They pride themselves on having well-trained experts that strive to make you happy. Come in and visit the staff. They've been in business since 2001. They offer all the latest models from Republic Harley-Davidson, as well as a vast selection of clean pre-owned Harleys. And speaking of the new ones, the new 2019 Harleys have arrived. They are at Republic Harley-Davidson. Free demo rides. Go out there, get on one of these new beasts, and see which one's right for you. They've got financing for everyone. This weekend, great time to come. On Saturday, step up to the burger bar. Create your own burger. The courtesy of Brewings. That's this Saturday starting at noon. And if you buy a Harley, a new Harley, before Friday, Friday's the last day to do it, tomorrow, if you buy a new Harley from Republic Harley-Davidson, you'll get a trip for two to Hawaii. You can't beat that deal. And they're now open 6 days a week to serve you better, Monday through Saturday. Let us show you why Republic is Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open online at republichd.com.
This
is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at the Hyatt, which you should come out because there's an attractive blonde lady just giving people alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a cool thing, right?
That's always good.
Yeah. All right, so joining us now and probably has been on the show since the very beginning, one of our favorite guys, Christopher Harris. He runs harrisfootball.com. Christopher used to come on when we were doing the Sunday show, and he is a fantasy genius. And once again, happy to have him back. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm well. I don't know if I'd say genius, but I've been taking brain pills.
Well, we're going to go with genius because, you know, we don't have losers on this show, just so you know.
Chris, I could have used you last week. We should have called you a week sooner because I had my first draft this last weekend, and it's a sort of a new format for me where you can start either three wide receivers or three running backs. So it's basically a flex position. But wide receivers and tight ends count in the same, they're in the same group. So if you get a tight end, you have to play them in a receiver slot. There is no specified tight end slot. I was curious where you feel like at least the top tight ends rank if you had to rank them with wide receivers. Like, what is Gronk a WR1 if you're looking at things like that, or does he drop down to a WR2? Same with Ertz and Kelsey, the three guys that are clearly head and shoulders above the rest of the guys at tight end.
They would probably not be wide receiver ones. Close though for Gronk. I think Gronk
even in PPR.
What's that?
Even in PPR.
Yeah, I think. I mean, you know, probably it wouldn't matter. The format wouldn't matter that much because whether you know, probably the best 10 or 15 receivers are getting more catches than any tight end. So, I think Gronk, you know, is probably high level wide receiver too. In that case, Kelsey's. You know, maybe like a low-level wide receiver two or maybe a wide receiver three, and then we sort of go from there.
Christopher Harris is our guest. And, Chris, I know a lot of people still drafting. Where do you come down on quarterbacks? It's like, okay, obviously you can get Rodgers or Brady or Wilson, one of those guys. I know, and I think in most years you talk about not drafting him that high, but is there really a big difference between those guys and, say, Matt Ryan or – Jimmy Garoppolo that you can get later in the draft?
I mean, there is, but I still don't think it's worth the cost that you have to pay to get him because, like, you know, maybe Matt Ryan is 80% of Aaron Rodgers or something, but you can get him in the 10th round and you have to take Rodgers in the 3rd. So I'm all about waiting. And it's funny, I was talking about this on my podcast earlier today. It feels like this is finally taking hold. This is the year where if you look at average draft position that you can find online, you're really seeing people wait. On average, people are getting savvier about the idea of scarcity. It comes down to just, you know, you want the positions that are scarce early and you want the positions that are less scarce late. You know, in most leagues, most formats, you can find a solution on the waiver wire. If you wind up picking the wrong guy at quarterback 11 or something in the 10th round, or ninth round or whatever, and they're just having a bad year, there's usually a decent enough solution that you can figure it out on your waiver wire.
You know, if you take a Brady or a Breeze, I'll typically, if I end up with some guys like that, which I basically never do, but if I do, I don't feel the need to draft a backup quarterback. Typically, I don't want to carry two quarterbacks, but if you are invested in a guy like Deshaun Watson or Andrew Luck, you know, or one of these guys where they're Jimmy Garoppolo, where there's really question marks about what they're going to look like with a full season's workload on them. How much do you prioritize having at least a serviceable backup quarterback on your roster?
It really depends on one's individual league. It really depends on how scarce they are during the season. But you know, if someone's in kind of a 10-team league or even a standard sort of 12-team league where it just what's the most quarterbacks that are going to be owned? You know, I guess 24. You know, a 12-team league. But usually, I'm not going to have a backup quarterback, even if I have a riskier guy at my starting spot, so it's 23 or 22. And I'm not convinced that it's worth the roster spot to make sure I have, I don't know, Jared Goff instead of Ryan Tannehill or whatever. You know, in the end, it just feels like in any given week, you can stream a quarterback in a lot of leagues that'll save you, that'll be fine, find the right matchup, et cetera. So there's, you know, in a regular league where there isn't a huge amount of scarcity, I'm usually just carrying the one quarterback and taking a bigger shot on the scarcer positions, which is running back and wide receiver.
Having seen Adrian Peterson actually play in a preseason game now and actually look pretty good, also looking like he might be good enough to be the starter in Washington, do you have interest in him? I mean, seventh, eighth round, or are you just, no, I don't want to deal with it?
I don't, at that price, I don't mind. You know, my concern, I've been in drafts where people are taking him in the fifth round, and now he kind of has to be a starter for me, and I think that's way too steep of a price. I wouldn't be interested in that at all. But, you know, if you agree to the extent that you believe to the extent that, oh, gosh, I think Washington's definitely going to use him as their starter, which I don't know how you can know that because they haven't really had any healthy bodies there yet. It strikes me that that was a preseason game that I agree. He looked pretty good, but it was a preseason game meant to discover how much he had left in the tank, and he had something left. Boy, I mean, remember he gets traded to Arizona last year, and they give him 37 carries. There was one week there, and he goes bananas, and everybody piles on social media and tells me how dumb I am, and within a couple of weeks, he's on IR. I just there's not a great history of 33-year-old running backs being good all year. It strikes me that, you know, again, I'm never going to complain if someone has a feeling and spends an eighth-round pick on somebody because that is not that expensive a price. He's a reserve, and you can just see. But I'll put it this way. I don't feel obliged to make that pick.
One of the guys I've been really I was really interested in coming into this season, and I've only done one draft, and I was in the 10 hole, so I didn't get a chance to take this guy, or I felt like I was reaching if I would have taken him with one of my first two picks. But I really think Joe Mixon is due for a breakout year in Cincinnati. But then I look at his preseason totals, and he's carried the ball 13 times in three preseason games. I mean, is that cause for concern to you if a guy's just like they're just not using him at all in the preseason, or do you just think they're being careful with their investment?
I would never try. You know, generally speaking, I'm not going to put a lot of weight on preseason usage or whatever because teams have different reasons for doing whatever. But I also think you want to take it case by case. And I'm not smart enough to get inside the head of coaches and say I know exactly what they're planning. But I believe in Mixon, too. I have him probably higher than the market. I don't know if you guys have seen – I have a YouTube channel now, youtube.com/HarrisFootball, and I've been breaking down game film on them, on these videos, and I did Mixon. And it's just the good stuff from last year is so good. I sort of think his style reminds me of Le'Veon Bell. I think a breakout is coming as well. And since I think that about Mixon, I'm not going to, you know, not going to freak out over them using or not using him. It strikes me – I get that why people would be concerned. I saw it last year. He didn't produce well. Is the offensive line any good? Those are valid concerns, but for me, the preseason workload just, who knows? You know, you could say they're protecting the investment. You could say they didn't have Cordy Glenn at left tackle yet, so they didn't want to mess around. They haven't played the first team that much generally, so I haven't lowered him.
You mentioned Le'Veon Bell, and it still seems that Le'Veon Bell, even though there's no sign that he's going to show up and play anytime soon, when you look at ADP, I mean, this is still the second guy, or in some cases, the first guy being taken in fantasy drafts. At what point do you start to think, man, maybe Le'Veon Bell's not going to play 16 games this year? Like, is there a concern there? And if so, how do you draft when you're in that top 3-4 where you've got a chance to get him? Do you pass on him for a Zeke Elliott or a David Johnson, or just take that chance?
I've taken the chance, and I'm going to continue to take the chance. I don't believe players when they talk. When they move their mouths, I'm interested when they move their feet. That's awesome, but I don't really care what they say. I think he plays. I mean, I suppose it's true by the letter of the law. He could hold out, try to toll that service time and not play however many weeks it is, 6 or 7 weeks. I remember Vincent Jackson doing that many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Probably me looking stupid, but they usually don't do that because they don't have a lot of leverage if they do that. So My expectation is this isn't any different than last year. This is the same thing as last year, in fact, in that he'll be there. Week one last year, they did take it easy on him. It was Todd Haley. And then by week two, they went crazy with him. And I just think you can weather that storm. So I've continued to take him number one overall where I can. I get it, though, that really it seems like there's four dudes at the top there, Bell, Gurley, David Johnson, and Zeke. And if you just go, okay, it's too risky for my blood, I'm going to take him fourth. I'm going to let those other three guys go first. That's fine because I think they're all really good, and you can make an argument for really any of them anyway. So if you say that's the tiebreaker, but I think once I get down to four, I can't not take Bell.
One of the things that I find funny, and I was looking at as I drafted this weekend, it seems like the skill position guys for the Steelers with Brown and Schuster and Bell seem to go very high. And really a lot of people are into the skill position guys with the Giants, with obviously Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham being first, second-round picks, and then Sterling Shepard's going high in drafts. But nobody talks about Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning. I mean, if all these guys are going to have big years, maybe it's simplistic, but doesn't that mean that Eli and Ben will have big years also?
It doesn't always mean that. I mean, that's the fact is that Roethlisberger's been there year after year. Those guys have had big years, and Big Ben hasn't been a huge monster for fantasy purposes for a while. I'm sort of with you on Roethlisberger, though. I have him usually rated higher than most people do. He's inside my top 12 quarterbacks. I think as a low-level fantasy starter that I wait on, I'm with you. He's fine. He doesn't give you much running, and he has some fallow periods. There are some people who tell you it's home road. I tend to think that's less, maybe correlation, not causation, as it were. But, yeah, Eli is the same thing. I mean, I've seen Odell Beckham be amazing for fantasy in the NFL, be great. And he can make plays kind of even with Eli Manning being a wet fart of a quarterback, which he kind of is these days. So, my answer is it is possible for these quarterbacks to be okay. I mean, nobody wants Blake Bortles anymore, right? And yet we're racing right out to get Leonard Fournette, and we're trying to find a receiver who can take advantage with no Marquise Lee. The fact is, all I need the receiver to do, which is not a small feat, but is to get to 1,000 yards, whereas I need the quarterback to get to 4,000 yards, and that's, for some of them, a harder deal.
We mentioned these guys earlier, and I wanted to expound on them a little bit, but Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck, given the health concerns with those two guys, where are you slotting those guys in at? Where do you feel comfortable taking a jump at one of those?
Well, this is awkward given the city in which I'm speaking and have for so many years. So you guys have to just realize I've been a good friend of the show for many years, and I apologize for this take. But, yeah, Deshaun Watson right now is being drafted as a QB2. The second quarterback off the board after Aaron Rodgers, and you have to forgive me for thinking that's completely insane. He's got the torn ACL. Part of it is that people think he's this running maniac, and he probably will be at some point, but I'm not positive he will be right away with the knee. And then as much awesome stuff and as exciting as he is, and I'm so happy, and I hope he's great, but there were bad things he did last year. You know, he dug himself some of those holes. You guys know this in some of those games where he then had great throws to get himself out, like the big game against Kansas City on that national TV game. Like, all right, wasn't part of the reason why they were down big at half is because he was bad, and the same in the Seattle game. So I feel like his career arc is headed toward him being a top five fantasy quarterback. But to pay that price now, to basically pay the top end of his range of possible outcomes, a historic season coming back from a torn ACL, feels just utterly foolish to me. I'm sorry about that. I would probably rather draft Luck only because I feel like I've seen him throw well enough, and he just has a long history of knowing how to play quarterback, and a lot of what he does, he wins cerebrally and just through experience that Watson eventually is going to have and is going to wreck this league, I think. I think he's going to be great. I think he's Donovan McNabb. Like, I think he's awesome, but yeah, it's going to be his seventh or eighth career start. It's really hard for me to view that and say, oh, sure, I'm going to spend a fourth or a fifth round pick.
That's Christopher Harris, who hates Deshaun Watson. So, Christopher, tell the people, obviously you got a YouTube channel now. Tell them all the ways they can consume all of your content.
Yeah, if you've got a draft coming up, go to harrisfootball.com. There's a podcast every weekday. I'm doing like sort of film analysis, game film analysis videos on YouTube, and everything's available at Harris Football.
All right, that's Christopher Harris. Chris, great to have you back, man, and have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, I got to tell you about my bookie. Time to ditch your bookie and go to my bookie. Football season's here. There's games tonight. I have action going tonight. You will have action going tonight. And the place to do it, my bookie. That's simple. And the cool thing is with my bookie is a lot of these websites, part of the gamble is putting your money in. Well, that's not the case with my bookie. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and that's why I recommend them. That's why I use them. I don't use any other website right now because when you win, they pay. That simple. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for fantasy, we just talked to Christopher Harris. You can bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score in each game. So there's all kinds of opportunities. There's a survivor pool you can play for 10 grand. There's all kinds of great stuff you can do on the site. All you have to do on your computer or mobile phone is Google My Bookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Doesn't matter what it is. They'll match it dollar for dollar. That's right. A dollar for dollar match on your first deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google My Bookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My Bookie.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. I had to sprint to get back because I was talking to the nice ladies who brought the Dolce Vita over there.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
They're going to bring me a shot of the lime. But really good tequila.
It's so fancy.
You know, I just wanted to try something different.
Oh, that's what's in my drink.
No, you have a tree in your drink.
No.
No, that's a tree. I don't know what that is.
It's
Is that broccoli?
No, I think it's mint.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But, yeah, Dolce Vita Añejo is in my drink.
Cool.
My Añejo Smash.
I have a bottle of that at home from the last time we were here where they gave us a bottle. I haven't, I'm not a big tequila guy. I have to be in the mood for it.
Right.
But it's good stuff.
No doubt.
So, what's going on, man? We haven't, somebody asked about the UCF minus 24. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I tend to lean the other way. UCF minus 24.
I don't know if I'm going to play it. The only bet that I have in tonight so far is I have Tulane plus 6.
I want to do that. If I make another play, I don't think I'm going to make another play tonight just because it's early. I want to keep it simple. But that's probably the last one I've dropped. But, yeah, I just think Central Florida, I think that –
new coach, it's a lot to ask.
Everyone just assumes it's going to be just like last year.
And that is a tough trip going to UConn. And I know UConn's not very good, but that's a hard place to play. We always see them cover against teams they shouldn't cover against. And, yeah, I think I'd go the other way.
On the road, too. Man.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
I will fade UConn every time they travel. But to me, that home field advantage, and we talked about this yesterday, how I have this I have this computer program I use that uses Sagarin and then home field advantage. UConn is like a 4.5-point home field advantage.
Okay.
So, you know, now on the road, they're terrible. But that's a tough trip. It's like West Virginia. It's just hard to get to. And 24 points for a team that lost its coach, they got their quarterback back. But they also had a bunch of guys drafted to the NFL.
Yeah.
And especially on defense. So, yeah, if I were going to play that, I would feel pretty good about taking UConn. 713-780-3776. We're out here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. Owen Daniels will be showing up about 5 o'clock, which will be fun.
Well,
we're going to have Brad Powers on the show at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
And so if you want to
talk more college football then.
Yeah. And
although what time is that kickoff? Is that – oh, it's 6 p.m. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was an early game. I knew it was the first game of the day.
How about this? We have real football tonight.
Yeah.
Real football we can bet on.
I'm going to leave from here, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to sit down and watch Northwestern, Purdue, and New Mexico State, Minnesota.
And Texans, Cowboys, because it's such a huge rivalry.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We actually saw some Cowboys fans here earlier that were kind of cute.
Northwestern, Purdue,
yeah.
On big ESPN.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Enjoy while it lasts. For New Mexico State, Minnesota, I've got to find the Big Ten Network. I don't even know where that is. I assume I still have it.
Yeah.
Unless they've broken up with DirecTV, but
yeah.
Yeah, I'll be back and forth on those tonight.
Timmy B says, I've lost a lot of money playing road favorites on Thursday nights. And, yeah, I would just say.
In the NFL, that's especially true.
Yeah, but it's also true in college, depending on the games, depending on the teams. Now, it's the first week of the season. So I don't think
the day of the week doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think that the home field has the same advantage that it does when you get, like, especially when a team plays on Saturday and then has to come back on a Thursday night and do a road game. But having said that, that's a game where if you told me you have to bet this or you're going to die, I'm taking the home team.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points.
It is.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And, hey, if you want to get some good beer, you know where to go.
Yeah, the Kima Craft Beer Fest coming up Saturday, September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries want you to come out and spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. They got a ton of local breweries, Texas breweries, 8th Wonder, Austin East Ciders, Community, Galveston Island, Independence, Carbach, Revolver, Spindletap, St. Arnold, Southern Star, Shiner, Texas Beer Refinery, and many more. It's going to be a great time. There's a bunch of national breweries as well that are going to be out there sampling their wares. Buy advance tickets now. They're $44.95 per person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID, $49.95 the day of the event. So it's good to get in early, guys. Admission price includes beer samples, giveaway from vendors, and food samples. Live music all day. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and must be 21 years of age to attend. That's the Kima Craft Beer Fest. For more details and tickets, go to KemaBeerFest.com.
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at the Hyatt in the Galleria. And if you're not here, you should be. Owen Daniels is going to be here.
Yeah, Owen Daniels is here.
Is he here?
He's here.
When did he walk in?
You walked right by him, and you pretended like you didn't know him. He's not okay. A big famous star.
There he is. He's got his head shaved now.
Since the last time I saw him,
he had hair.
He does have a different look.
It's been a while.
I see that.
Looks like he could play, though.
I don't know about that. No, I'm going to go, no.
No.
Actually, he looks like he could play tight end for the Texans.
Well, yeah.
I don't know about every team, but definitely for the Texans he could play.
Well, you could play tight end for the Texans.
I feel like I could, honestly.
So
it's funny how that position is, I mean, it almost seems like an afterthought for them now.
They have guys who look like they can play, right? Like, the guys they drafted look like monsters.
But we don't know if they can play.
Right, right. Guys, if you get a chance, check out sportsmap.com today. Great stuff. It's football season. So we've got all kinds of really cool stuff. Joel has a video on the Texan schedule. He goes game by game. We have Charlie Palillo has a video on Jimbo Fisher. Lance has his fantasy football rankings. So if you're going to go and, of course, that took us all morning to figure out because that's a long story. And then Cody has a look at college football. He actually has a Heisman vote. So he goes through and gives you the Heisman contenders, and he's been right every year except for one in terms. He voted for Deshaun Watson 1 year.
Okay.
So he's got some really good stuff. And besides
who is this?
Cody Stutes.
Oh, yeah, he did tell me that he has a Heisman vote.
Yeah, yeah. He's I have to say he's been a great addition to
– He didn't have it back when Reggie Bush won over Vince Young, did he?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
He's kind of
He's probably like seven then.
Yeah, he's a young.
Okay.
So Granato has a column on the Astros roller coaster season.
Why don't I have a Heisman vote?
I don't know. Why don't I have a Heisman vote? I've told you before, I was actually like 6 months away from having a Baseball Hall of Fame vote when I left the Chronicle.
Yeah.
If I'd stayed a member of the Baseball Writers for another 6 months, I'd have a Hall of Fame vote.
Could you not have stayed?
I could have, but I also, at the time, I thought I was getting out of sports completely.
Oh.
And I didn't want anything to do with it.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. And although, because I don't follow baseball the way I did at the time, but it would be kind of fun for us to have a Hall of Fame vote between us so we could sit here and talk about with the guys on air and make a big deal out of it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know what I got into this morning, which is something I never do, is like a Twitter conversation. You know, usually I'll just mute conversations. But we got into a thing about child support this morning.
Okay.
Which, you know, Lamont kind of started it because a guy celebrated not having to pay child support anymore.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that because,
I mean, there's a time to celebrate.
Right. I have basically 13 months and I'll be done with it.
Yeah.
Because my daughter turns 17 October 1st. So on October 1st, 2019, I'm going to have a party.
Okay.
To celebrate it. But I also have no problem paying child support. I have no problem with the government making me pay child support.
I mean, yeah, you want to take care of your kid.
Right, and that's all I care about. And I think know some people take advantage of that.
To me, the frustrating thing would be, like, I would like to see where that money goes.
Right.
And, like, once you – and if it was going directly to the kid, that would be one thing, but it's not. It's going to someone who, at some point, you had a large enough disagreement with that you guys decided to get divorced, and –
Well, frankly, you hate them. There's no
right. There's no.
There's not a yeah.
Right. It's not a friendly relationship. So, I would feel like it's a frustrating thing to pay child support to someone that you have a great disdain for, and you just all you're doing is crossing your fingers and hoping that they're putting that money toward stuff for your kid.
Right. And that is a frustrating thing. And the worst part of it is when they ask for more money. It's like, I need this so that your daughter can do this. And you're kind of like, well, what about that friggin' $1,500 a month you're getting,
you know,
for the kids? I mean, shouldn't that pay for it? And, you know, but it was really interesting because people had different opinions. And, you know, some people believe that the government shouldn't make you pay for it. And I'll just say this. Now, I have no problem paying my child support because it just comes right out of my check and I don't care. It's not. I'm in a good enough spot where the money doesn't matter. But there was a time when I wasn't. There was a time when that was half my income was paying child support.
Right.
And it wasn't fun. I had to sell guitars. I had to sell guns. I had to sell all my stuff to be able to pay it, or else I would have gone to jail. And I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, of all the stuff you do, you know, paying for your kids should be the number one thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know not everybody agrees with that. And I don't know what she did with the money. It doesn't matter to me. But those are my obligations.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like I'm supposed to do that. So we had a really good chat about it. And it wasn't one where, you know, that's the thing I hate about Twitter is you get an, oh, you're an idiot and this and that. We actually had a really good conversation going.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. To me, though, that's like the best part of Twitter, is when you can get into a really good conversation where people disagree, but they're not, you know, calling each other idiots or dumbs or whatever, but bringing up really good points that you go back and forth on. I miss that. That's, To me, that doesn't happen enough anymore in anything.
Yeah.
And so most of the time when people get into these Twitter conversations, I'll just mute it and get the hell out. But this one was different. So thanks to you guys for having some fun with that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Brad Powers at 5 o'clock to talk gambling. Owen Daniels at 5:30 to talk all kinds of stuff. And we're out at 6:30 today because Aggie is going to beat up on Northwestern State.
Yes.
I have not been able to find that line.
It's not lined in most places.
Yeah. The unofficial number I saw was 44.5.
Oh, God.
I think I'll pass on that. But yeah, and I'm really interested to talk to Brad because the one thing I like about him, if you follow him on Twitter, he'll tweet out all his tickets that he buys. Like preseason tickets, win total tickets, all that stuff. He tweets it out, so you know what he's betting. And I also like it when I throw a game out and AJ agrees with it and Brad agrees with it. That's usually when I'm – and I kind of want to get his opinion on Tulane tonight before I hit that ticket again.
Yeah, I'm not hammering anything tonight, but I am curious what he's got to say about those things.
Yeah, and he's really good. And even when he has a bad year, I mean, his – thought process is all over it, and that's what I like about him. I mean, he has a really good viewpoint on college football and how to approach it, and we always talk about this with betting, and it goes for poker, it goes for sports betting, it goes for everything. Really, the approach you have and the thought process are the important things.
Yeah,
and as long as those are solid, you're going to be fine in the long run. And if they're not, if you're just saying, oh, well, I'm just going to bet this because I like this team's colors. Well, long term, you're going to get your ass kicked.
It's not wise.
No, it's not a winner. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And if you want to save some money so that you can bet.
You know where to do it.
Absolutely.
Bill Advisor, of course, is where you do it. If you've got a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're overpaying. And you're probably saying to me right now, I'm not overpaying. I got a great rate when I signed up. Well, you probably did get a great rate when you signed up. But times change, and now you get the loyal customer rate, which is higher than the new customer rate. That's not great. Who wants that? Bill Advisor doesn't think it's fair. They work with your providers directly to reduce your monthly rates. They're not lowering your service, just lowering your bills. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300, or they're going to give you every penny back. There's still no setup fee. The service is $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Guys, start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323. Let your personal bill advisor get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.